On the KSRO live line, North Bay Congressman Jared Huffman. Good morning, Congressman Huffman.
Good morning, Pat.
Would love to ask you about a couple of different testimonies on the Hill yesterday. First of all, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen vehemently defending the president's emergency declaration on that southern border of ours.
Well, it's a tough sell, especially when you've got so many actual military experts, former intelligence officials, just a blue ribbon cast of folks who have come on record and said this is nowhere close to an actual national emergency. But she's a good soldier, and that's why she has kind of saved her job with this president.
Yes, she may be one of the longest lasting members of this administration so far. Yes.
And the bar's low.
And then the very powerful testimony of Senator McSally describing her rape by a superior officer while she was in the military. Will this change procedures on sexual assault in the military?
Yeah, I think that is going to send some shockwaves. Martha McSally is a conservative Republican. You talk about good soldiers. I mean, she was, you know, well-liked by her colleagues when she was in the House and has now been appointed to a U.S. Senate seat, very well-respected. And for her to have the guts to come out and tell that story was just very powerful. So, yeah, I think that's gonna cause some people who may not have been with us on this issue to think twice.
Yeah, the numbers are still staggering when it comes to sexual assault in the military. It's mind-boggling.
It really is. We got a long way to go still.
A long way to go. And Congressman Huffman wanted to ask you, too, about the Democratic National Committee's decision not to hold any presidential candidate debates on the Fox network.
You know, it's disappointing, but I'm disappointed because of what's happened at the Fox News channel and not because of their decision. It, to me, I think, was an obvious decision. The Fox News channel has morphed into a propaganda arm of the Trump administration. They've basically dropped any pretense of separation. You know, when you have Sean Hannity up on the stage with Trump at campaign rallies, and when you've got all of this evidence that there's choreographing on an almost daily basis between Trump and the top Fox hosts on issues, and almost seems that he takes direction from them on what to do, ignores his own advisors and intelligence experts, and does what Sean Hannity tells him to do. So it would be kind of a joke to dignify them with an actual role as a debate host.
Of course, a lot of those folks on the right would say, well, okay, let's X out CNN, MSNBC, several other entities. Where might the Democratic presidential candidates show up to debate?
Yeah, you don't have the same bias. I mean, you do have hosts and shows that are fiercely anti-Trump that have taken him to task, but they'll do the same thing to Democrats. I mean, believe me, CNN, if there's political blood in the water, they'll come after a Democrat just as hard as they go after Donald Trump.
Yeah, a good news story is a good news story. Somewhere the folks at PBS are clapping, though, don't you think?
Well, they do stand out as a trusted space in this cable news cacophony. Yeah, PBS should definitely be hosting a debate.
Yeah, I'm
but
sure
to go to Fox News, I mean, you might as well, you know, ask Barnum and Bailey to host a debate.
And I always like to give you an opportunity to voice your major concerns on this particular day.
Well, this week we are working hard to pass H.R. 1, which is the big Democratic reform bill. This is about breathing some life back into our democracy, making it easier for folks to participate, making sure their votes are counted, and making sure they're not, you know, disenfranchised, modernizing our voting systems, bringing some ethics reform to the swamp to address some of the things that we've all been horrified to see these last couple of years. So it's an important bill for us, and I think it's going to pass at the end of this week. We'll send it over to the Senate and hope for some action over there.
Hope for some action. That is sort of the political mantra, isn't it? Hope for some action.
The Senate can be a tough place.
Yeah. Yes.
Mitch McConnell is kind of Dr. Doom when it comes to almost anything these days.
Well, Congressman Huffman, glad you could spare us a few moments today. Appreciate it. And we shall see what kind of changes there will be that we've talked about this morning. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for checking in, Pat.
All right. That is North Bay Congressman Jared Huffman from Washington, D.C.